أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا إنا مهلكوا أهل هذه القرية إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين. قال إن فيها لوطا قالوا نحن أعلم بمن فيها لننجينه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين. The last ayat we had discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam, his people who were disbelievers. They were indulging in sodomy, highway robbing, and openly violating the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the angels, the malaika, that come down to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam with the glad tidings of a son, and at the same time the very same angels also bring the news about the destruction of the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam, and they proceed to the areas of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. And when our messengers, that is the malaika, the angels, went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam bil bushra, with the glad tidings and the news of his son, qalu inna muhliku ahli hadhihi al-qarya, they said that we have come to destroy the people of this city, of this town, and hence inna ahlaha kanu zalimin, certainly its people are transgressors, are sinners. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in other ayat that convey the very same message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these angels, that on the one hand they brought glad tidings, and on the other hand they also had come to destroy an entire community and a nation, the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam. We understand two very important aspects from this. One important thing is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us that on the one hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most compassionate, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows, and on the other hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality of Allah's might and Allah's power and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. That here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same angels to give glad tidings, and the same angels also bring the news of the destruction of the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam. Then there are other ulama that have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of any individual, or for that matter any community, any nation. That on the one hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam the glad tidings of his son, and from that the entire community and the entire nation of the Bani Israel had come into being. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem that if we refute and we deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can change us for another community and another nation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed that in the past. So these are important aspects that we should remember, and we should remind ourselves all the time about. قَالَ إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوْطَى. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam's response was that if you are going to destroy the community, the nation, the people, the city, then in it is Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam. So a great amount of concern developed in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam for Hazrat Lut. What is going to happen to Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam? Their response was, قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا, that we know better who is in the city, because not only we know the amount of people, but we know their names also. In one narration it comes that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them, and when it began to rain stones from the sky, then each stone had the name of the person that it was going to hit, and that is how refined our knowledge with regards to it is. لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا مَرْأَتَ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We will certainly emancipate and save him and his ahl, his family, his people, إِلَّا مَرْأَتَ, except his wife, that she was very sympathetic to the cause of the people, and كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ, she will be from amongst those that will remain behind, and she will also be destroyed, and she will also be the recipient of the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And hence very briefly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَتُ رُسُلَنَا لُوطًا, when our messengers came to Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, سِيَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, and Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's heart was distressed. Now some have explained that this concern and the distress of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was this, that these angels had come in the form and in the shape of very handsome young men, and knowing his community, that they will definitely attempt to indulge in sodomy, and hence Lut alayhi salatu wasalam had the one concern about them. The second concern was that because they are visitors in the initial stages, he did not know that they were angels, so he needs to look after them, he needs to accommodate them, and their lives are at risk, and obviously the izzat and the honor is also at risk, and at the same time he cannot deny them and he cannot send them away, because that will be against normal human compassion and normal hospitality. So hence Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam had this concern. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ, they understood the concern of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said to Lut alayhi salam that do not fear and do not have grief. إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مُرْأَتَكَ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ, that certainly we will save you and your family except your wife, and she will be from those who will remain behind. إِنَّا مُنْزِلُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ رِجْسًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, that we are the angels of Allah, we have come down with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, and we will send down that ridge, that disaster upon the people from the skies, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because of what they had done insofar as the transgression and disobedience is concerned. And وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مِنْهَا آيَةً بَيِّنَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, and of course when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab had come, that on the one hand the land and the earth was lifted up, was the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with one wing, and on the other hand the stones that rained from the skies had come upon the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and the entire city was totally destroyed, turned upside down. And Allah says that we had left it as a sign for those people that come after them, لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for the people that have intelligence and can understand, that now when anyone goes into the region and they realize and they understand that this is the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a community disobeys Allah, Allah sends the messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the message, Allah ta'ala gives time and respite, but when a community does not take heed, then the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes upon them. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.